Bible verses.
加拉太书,
1章16节, the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 16.
116.
To reveal his son in me, so that I may preach him among the Gentiles. I did not immediately consult with flesh and blood.
2:20.
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
20节中文的翻译有很大的出入。
In the Chinese translation and the original language is different. It is not that a living through the Son of God. It is that the Son of God is living by the life of God.
3:8.
The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, spoke beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you.
3:14-16.
In order that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham may come to the Gentiles, so that we would receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak in terms of human relations. Even though it is only a man's covenant, yes, when it has been ratified, no one sets aside or adds conditions to it. Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say and to his seed, as referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is, Christ.
4:7.
Therefore, you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Chapter 5:16-18. When I say, walk by the Spirit, carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition in one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
24节.
5:25. 6:14-17. But may it never be that I would boast, except in the cross, be to the world, and crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them. And upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand mark of Jesus.
加拉太书是一本辩论争道的书。
The book of Galatians is a book of arguments.
对我们十分重要。
It's important for us.
若是没有加拉太书,
without the book of Galatians,
福音不存在
了，
而我们今天也没有教会能够存在了。
Then the church probably wouldn't have been here.
而且那个时候教会有大的征战。
Because at that time the church was going through a big battle.
那个时代工作有两个中心的地方。
At that point there were two centers on earth.
一个是保罗所带领的工人的团队。
One was the leader by Paul with the workers.
他们的工作中心是安提阿。
And then they worked at Antioch.
一个是主的兄弟雅各所带领的团队。
And then the other big team was led by Jacob.
他们工作的中心在耶路撒冷。
James. And then they started at Jerusalem.
而这两个中心彼此征战的。
And then these two teams, they are going against one another.
保罗是新约的领袖。
Now Paul is the leader of the new covenant.
我们今天的真理亮光都从保罗来的。
In fact,where we learn our message is from Paul.
所以保罗两次说他是我们这永生的人做榜样。
So Paul two times proclaimed to us that he is an example of how Gentiles can be saved.
我们都要效法保罗。
And in fact, we should look at Paul as our example.
但到今天来看保罗绝对是对的。
And in fact, today, if you still look at it, Paul has been right.
而耶路撒冷那个中心出大问题了。
Now the other...group of people from Jerusalem, they had issues.
他们领袖是雅各。
And the leader was James.
雅各这个人很强的 leadership, 做领袖的那个恩赐很强。
And James was a really strong leader.
但是他的大问题在他身上。
But yet, he had a big issue.
他要把圣灵的启示带回到律法。
He said,He was leading his people back to the law.
所以雅各这个地方把启示毁灭了。
So that's why the people of James, they're destroying the revelations of Christ.
神的百姓都守律法。
Now that the people start following the laws again,
保罗他说要把律法钉在十字架上。
But yet Paul and his group of people said that we have to put the law on the cross.
主把律法废掉了。
Our Christ has now completed the law.
神的儿女不是守外面的律法。
And as children of God, we no longer just follow the law.
神把律法刻在我们的生命里面。
God has now put His law in our heart.
这是生命的律。
So that it now becomes the law of life.
我们跟随生命的律。
We now follow this new law of life.
是保罗讲圣灵的启示。
And when Paul talked about the manifestation,
雅各把启示也毁灭了。
But yet James ignored it.
在雅各的路走下去，教会毁灭了。
So if we follow the footsteps of James, then the church would have been destroyed.
很大的危机啊。
It would have been a tragedy.
保罗有一次就带着他的同工提多上耶路撒冷去。
So one time Paul led his student Titus, they went to Jerusalem.
要说雅各去辨论。
And then they wanted to have a debate with James.
照您这里做法，福音毁灭的。
Telling James that if he was leading his group of people like that, the church would have been destroyed.
圣灵的工作也毁灭了。
The work of the Holy Spirit would have been destroyed.
保罗带去的提多不知道他是故意的还是无意的。
So I'm not sure why Paul took Titus with him.
提多是个外邦人。
But Titus was a Gentile.
保罗把他救来的。
Someone who was saved by Paul.
而且他也梦兆说很重要的使徒了。
And in fact, Titus became one of the more important students.
一到了耶路撒冷，问题开始又出在提多身上。
And then when they got to Jerusalem, then issues started having with Titus.
雅各一看提多是外邦人。
When James saw Titus, a Gentile,
他就勉强提多受割礼。
So James asked Titus to be circumcised.
保罗绝不让提多受割礼。
And Paul said no.
你看，没起了大冲突了。
Then the great debate.
那冲突当然要一直围绕着一个中心的地方了。
So then the debate, the theme of the debate has become circumcision.
保罗讲圣灵的启示。
When Paul talked about the manifestation of life.
雅各讲律法。
And James talked about the law.
要带神的百姓回到律法了。
James wanted to let God's people back to the law.
保罗说律法废掉了。
And Paul said that no, the law is no longer.
今天我们跟随的是生命之律。
Today we follow the law of life.
不是外面的律法。
Not those commandments.
外面守律法，没有人能成功的。
If you just follow the commandments, you will surely fail.
两面起了大冲突了。
The great debate. Today we see how Paul is the victor. The Church of Jerusalem and the people of James, So Paul wrote the book of Galatians. Is to tell us that. To let us know the truth. So that's why at the beginning of Galatians, Paul started with this revelation. That our gospel comes through the manifestation of the Spirit. Not from the law. And then Paul described to us the manifestation of life. So that what we know of now is the revelation, the manifestation. What does it mean?
知道吧?
Do you know?
知道,你教我听听啊。If
you know, please explain it to me.
其实什么意义啊?
What is a revelation?
知道了讲不出来。You
may know it, but you can't describe
it. 启示这个字,
the word revelation.
发生我们中文的,有意思叫做开幕。
In Chinese, it shows that to reveal.
你们看见开幕没有啊?
To open up.
这幕在这个地方。
一个幕, oh, a curtain, opening up of the curtain.
这幕里面的东西我们看不见,
before the curtain was open, you couldn't see behind it.
不知道幕里面什么奥秘,
you wouldn't know what's behind it.
有些把幕打开了,
and once the curtain is up,
每个人都看见了,
and now you see.
哦,幕里面是这样的一回事,
that's what's inside.
圣灵启示,启示的意思, 就是开幕。
So the revelation of the Holy Spirit is that the curtain is now lifted.
树林的事我们看不见,
before you couldn't see the spiritual things.
三人一的神我们看不见,
you couldn't understand the Trinity God.
圣灵从差遣而来了,
and now the Spirit is sent forth to you.
圣灵最大的工作,
and the work of the Spirit is this.
哇,幕打开了,
it now lifts up the curtain for you.
这个幕打开的意思是启示,
once the curtain is lifted, now you
see.
Now the revelation is on you.
如果幕打开了,
the curtain is now lifted.
另外一面圣灵开我们里面的眼睛,
now on the other side, the Holy Spirit also opened your eyes.
就我们看见幕内的事了,
so that now you can see behind the curtain.
看见属灵的事了,
you can now see the spiritual
thing. 看见三位一体的神的事了,
you can now understand the Trinity God.
直到今天圣灵的工作还是这样,
and I tell you that that's still the work of the Spirit today.
2000年开了多少人的眼睛,
it's been 2000 what years now, so many people's eyes are open.
连我们这些弟兄姊妹也都一样,
even ours.
圣灵,
the Holy Spirit has now opened our eyes.
我认识神的儿子耶稣基督了,
and now I can tell the Son of God.
所以在第一章保罗说启示,
so that's why chapter 1,
神乐意将他儿子启示在我们里面,
is that God is now pleased to reveal his Son to us.
神就启示他的儿子,
to reveal his Son to us.
启示,这启示是神的儿子,
to reveal that Christ is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们,我们都梦到启示了,
brothers and sisters, we have now all been revealed.
我信主,
I believe in the Lord.
不是我被说服的,
not because I was convinced.
不是人把我的头脑开通了,
not because because someone told me knowledge.
圣灵开我的眼了,
but it's the Holy Spirit who opened my eyes.
弟兄姊妹们都信主了,
so brothers and sisters, we're all believers.
知道自己也主开了我眼睛的人,一百个人没有到几个,
but I tell you, not everyone understands that now their eyes are open.
我信主的时候也不知道,
just in fact, I didn't know when I first started.
后来主子的话才知道,神开了我的眼睛了。
Later on, I found out that it's God who opened my eyes.
弟兄姊妹,我们每一个人信主,都是圣灵开的眼了。
Brothers and sisters, all believers, our eyes are open.
所以今天很多地方的逼迫基督徒,
so today, places persecute Christians.
他们是奋不可及啊,
they are so foolish.
我的眼睛看见解释,
now that my eyes are open,
真的他们不, 不明白的。
What they don't understand.
他们是因为我们的头脑信了一件事。
They just thought that we were convinced by logic.
用更大的压力可以叫我们否认主了。
So they try forcefully to tell us to say otherwise.
我不是头脑信的。
But I tell you, it is not because I was convinced.
我是圣灵开我眼了。
It's because now my eyes are open.
我明明看一瓶水在这里嘛。
If I see a bottle of water in front of me.
你硬要我说没有这瓶水。
How can you tell me that it does not exist?
我眼睛看见的嘛。
I have now seen it with my eyes.
就算有的人软弱了。
Even though there are some people that are weak,
怕受逼迫的,
to avoid persecution,、
哦、我没有看见,
they would lie and say, I never saw it.
还是看见的,
but we know in their heart they
have seen
it. If I see it here, how can you tell me it doesn't exist?
现在我们要为着中国祷告啊。
So pray for China.
我两年没有去中国了。
It's been 2 years since I went back.
不是我不去，他们不让我去了。
It's not that I don't want to go, but they don't let me come.
去年他们让我去，不让我讲道。
Last year they would let me go, but not let me preach.
弟兄们说，史蒂夫不讲道，还是来看看我们。
He says, why don't you just come visit us without preaching to us?
那我还是不去了。
And I said, no.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要为中国祷告啊。
Brothers and sisters, pray for China.
他们永远不会改变的。
They would never change.
你不基督徒
persecuting Christians.
你不基督徒有什么用呢？
What's the point?
你不基督徒不是今天发明的。
I tell you, it didn't just start with China today.
不在世的时候已经受逼迫了。
And Christ was on earth, persecution started.
两千年到今天了。
It's been 2000 and some years.
哪一次逼迫教会成功过？
Was there any time persecution was successful?
他们不懂，他们还是一样做。
But still, the government, they wouldn't understand they should do it.
他们能成功了。
They thought they could win this time.
弟兄姊妹们永远不能。
But our brothers and sisters, they would never will.Because our Lord is on the throne. The only way to overcome Him is to overcome Him on the throne. So that you could overcome the church.
If
you cannot overcome Christ on the throne,
then
don't bother trying to overcome the church. Because the power comes from the throne. The revelations of the Holy Spirit is the work of the Holy Spirit.
抵挡不住的。
Not something that man can stop.
我的眼睛开了。
Once your eyes are open.
保罗讲启示。
When Paul talked about revelation.
历史今天两千年了。
It's now been 2000 some years.
主耶稣复活的时候。
When Christ was resurrected.
弟兄姊妹一共才120人。
He started off with 120 Christians.
今天弟兄姊妹遍满全世界了。
Now Christians all over the world.
耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Christ is the Son of God.
他是复活救主。
He is the resurrected Savior.
地上没有一个力量能够抵挡住。
And I tell you, there's no power that can withstand that.
今天哪里都有基督徒。
There are Christians now everywhere.
中国逼迫基督徒。
Now, Chinese government persecutes
Christians. I tell
you that the number of Chinese Christians has never been this many.
我再说我信主的时候不到一百万。
I told you, when I first started, it may have 1 million Christians.
现在早超过一亿了。
I tell you now, it's got to be more than 100 million. What power?
圣灵显出大能。
It's the power of the Holy Spirit and His power.
弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
我们认为有圣灵启示的人。
We are the people with the revelation of the Spirit.
我们要来聚会啊。
So that's why we gather.
今天早晨的那个不比聚会嘛，弟兄姊妹十位的人们大家都不祷告。
This morning in communion, we were lacking grace.
我说个不比聚一分钟不祷告，我们的血都流不动了。
I tell you, we should not stop our prayers for even 1 minute.
大家都要赞美啊。
Everyone shall worship and praise.
不要讲好听的话。
Not just saying nice things.
就起来说我赞美主。
What you gotta say is stand up and say, I praise you, Lord.
我谢谢主。
I thank you, Lord.
我来感谢主。
I come to thank you.
我们每一个神的儿女都要来啊。
So that's why as children we all need to partake.
你起码对主说声谢谢吧。
At least you gotta say thank you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
神把圣灵把主启示在我们的心里。
God has now revealed himself in our hearts.
这保罗讲这件大事。
Then Paul talked about this.
今天地上还有好多力量抵挡主的力量。
There's so much power trying to stop Christ.
主永远的胜。
But I tell you that our Lord is
always. 信主的人没像今天这么多的。
Victorious. There's never been as many Christians as of today.
到了第二章。
Now in chapter 2.
保罗说句大话。
Paul said this.
我已经与基督同定十字架,
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在我活着,
it is no longer I.
因信神儿子的信而活着,
who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God.
我已经与基督同定十字架,
I am crucified with Christ.
但是我死了,
that means I died.
那个是属灵的死,
the spiritual death.
我这个人还活着,
myself still live.
这是保罗讲的话,
that's what Paul said.
我与基督同定十字架,
I have been crucified with Christ.
但是我仍旧活着,
but I still live.
我活着怎样呢?
How do I live?
因为神儿子的信而活着,
now I live by faith in the Son of God.
保罗讲的信心啊,
the faith that Paul talked about,
称为神儿子的信,
the faith to call myself, oh no, the faith in the Son of God. And this faith is not just a faith by man. It is not the faith that is by you. It is the faith in the Son of God. When Christ came on earth, He brought with Him this heavenly faith. This holy faith. So when He was in flesh, He was many believers.
复活之后,
but after He resurrected,
圣灵降临了,
the Holy Spirit came,
更多更多的人信主了,
even more believers.
我们怎么信主呢?
How did you believe?
我们以为是我信主了,
you thought you chose to believe.
事实, 主把一个信心放在我们里面了,
but in fact, what took place was God gave you His faith.
这个信心成为神儿子的信,
the faith in the Son of God.
是保罗的第二章要讲的话,
so that's what Paul said in chapter 2.
我活着,
that now I live,
因神儿子的信而活着,
I now live by the faith in the Son of God.
谁能毁灭保罗的信心啊?
Now, who can destroy that faith?
保罗的信心不是保罗能有的,
Paul's faith is not from Paul.
圣灵把神儿子的信放在我们里面了,
it is the Holy Spirit that poured forth this faith into him.
我们里面信主,
we get to believe now we have the faith in the
地上,
Son of God. And I tell you that there's no power on earth that could destroy that faith. It's now been 2100 years. The enemy has used every way he had. I tell you, all his methods are basically the same. Oh, that's all he could do.
仇敌用尽他的本事了,
the enemy used all his ways.
从来没有一年教会被摧残过,
but still, the church was never destroyed.
越逼迫的地方教会越好,
places where persecution were worse, the church were even better.
越杀害基督徒,
more Christians that are mortar,
那个地方基督徒越多,
that place more Christians arise.
神的儿女的信心没有办法摧残的,
because that faith can never be destroyed.
我已经与基督同定十字架,
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在我活着,
and now I live,
因神儿子的信而活着,
by faith in the Son of God.
今天早上弟兄姊妹都要一件明白一件事了,
so this morning I hope you understand this one thing.
我以为那天哪一月哪一天是我相信的一天,
I thought that whatever day was the day I chose to believe,
那也是真的是你相信的一天,
but in fact yes, that is the day you chose to believe.
但是, 主把一个信放在你里面了,
but just know that it is because God has now put forth His faith.
这个信成为神儿子的信,
the faith in the Son of God.
我信主75年了,
I've believed for 75 years.
遇见过逼迫,
and I've been persecuted.
遇见过环境的摧残,
and I've been hurt by my circumstances.
这个信从来没有摇动我,
and yet this faith was never shaken.
我的眼看见了,
because my
我里面的也开了,
my internal eyes are now open.
而主把一个神圣信心放在我的里面,
and the Lord has put His faith in me.
放在每一个人里面,
the faith in all of us.
放在全教会的里面,
He put His faith in all His church.
教会一直得胜到今天,
so that's why the church has been victorious.
神儿女信心没有人能够摧残的,
tell you that faith cannot be destroyed.
因神 儿子的信而活着,
I now live by the faith in the Son of God.
好,
And now chapter 3 talk about Abraham.
Abraham
is the first one who received the promise. God called forth Abraham. And he said to him, all your descendants
will
be as many as the strands of sand
in the sea,
as many as the countless stars in heaven.
神说这话的时候，亚伯拉罕一个儿子也没有啊。
But at that point, Abraham was even without a son.
海边的沙,
the number of sands
是他的属地子孙,
talk about his earthly descendants.
那是以色列人。
Israelites.
天上的星,
the stars in the sky
那是他属天子孙,
are his heavenly descendants.
那是的我们这些的外邦人。
The Gentiles.
比以色列人多多了呀,
even more than the number of Israelites.
全世界那么多的人信主了,
all these Christians throughout the world.
要不然属天子孙像天上的星那样无数啊,
his heavenly descendants are like the stars in the sky.
神给他两个福分，两件事。
So God now has given Abraham two things.
要不然的夜里面就两件事。
In him there are two things.
一个是福分,
is that his blessing.
一个是子孙,
and also his descendants.
保罗在加拉太第三章啊,
so in Galatians chapter 3,
就说到亚伯拉罕的约,
Paul talked about the promise to Abraham.
特别解释什么叫做福分，什么叫做子孙,
particularly what are his blessings and who are his descendants.
在三章第八节,
so in verse 8,
保罗说，为着叫外邦人称义,
Paul said that the Gentiles will be justified.
早已传福音给亚伯拉罕,
says the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith.
说万国要因你的后裔得福,
saying all the nations will be blessed in Abraham.
这句话早就应验了。
In fact, that came true long ago.
主耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊,
Christ is a descendant of Abraham.
现在全世界都有亚伯拉罕, 耶稣基督这部分了,
so now all nations are blessed through Christ.
当初应许给亚伯拉罕的,
the promise that gave Abraham long ago, that all the nations will be blessed in you.
而加拉太第三章,
so in Galatians chapter 3,
到了14节保罗点出一部分了,
in verse 14, talks about the blessing.
什么是给亚伯拉罕的部分?
When was that promise given to Abraham?
叫外邦人, 因耶稣基督,
so that in order that through Christ Jesus, the Gentiles,
今天这个说应许的圣灵,
are now blessed with the promise of the Spirit through faith.
是圣灵来说的,
the Holy Spirit.
这里说应许的圣灵,
the promise of the Spirit.
这圣经里面有个特别的名字,
so in the Bible, this is a special term.
一说到圣灵就说应许圣灵,
this is a special term, the promise, the Spirit that was promised.
我们的诗歌里面好两首叫圣灵充满的诗歌,
the field of our songs talk about the filling of the Holy Spirit.
诗歌里面也说应许圣灵,
in those songs it also talks about the Spirit that is promised.
为什么称圣灵为应许圣灵呢?
Now why is the Spirit of the promise?
是当初应许给亚伯拉罕的,
because at the beginning it was promised to Abraham.
当初应许给亚伯拉罕的约,
this covenant God had with Abraham,
给亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的子孙,
it is to Abraham and his descendants.
要不然子孙就说到我们了,
his descendants are us.
把圣灵赐给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙,
the promise of the Spirit to Abraham and his descendants.
保罗就说这个福分,
so Paul said that this blessing,
就是外邦人,
the blessings for the Gentiles,
以信耶稣基督,
the promise is that the Gentiles can believe through Christ.
这个时候应许的圣灵,
with the promise of the Spirit.
就以后你们再读的圣经,
so when you read the Bible again,
再唱到诗歌,
when you sing of the song,
一唱应许圣灵, 明白了,
when you talk about the Spirit that is promised, now you get it.
到时候应许给亚伯拉罕的,
it's a promise that gave to Abraham.
应许给亚伯拉罕,
a promise that was given to Abraham and his descendants. That's who we are.
这个经历圣灵,
the promise of the Spirit means the Spirit that fills you.
所以圣灵浇灌的经历啊,
so that's why the filling of the Spirit
是应许给亚伯拉罕的,
is promised through Abraham.
亚伯拉罕和他子孙的,
to Abraham and his descendants.
下次再有这样机会,
if there's another chance, Brother and sisters, you have to come with faith.
这圣灵浇灌的经历应许给亚伯拉罕和他子孙的,
and know that the filling of the Holy Spirit is promised through Abraham.
就是应许给我的,
and you.
我一定会得着,
so know that you should get it.
圣灵降临了,
when the Holy Spirit came, he comes to find the descendants of Abraham so he may feel them.
圣灵想浇灌我们,
the Spirit wants to feel you.
那个心比我们要圣灵浇灌要不切多了,
the Spirit wants to feel you more than how you desire to be filled by the Spirit.
圣灵真想浇灌所有神的儿女,
I tell you, the Holy Spirit wants to feel all believers. So when our meeting is strong, then all of a sudden everyone gets
filled.
Yeah, in back in the US, I had three experiences where the whole church was filled. They were in other states. Two times we were in the southern
state.
One time I was in the northern state. Everyone was filled.
有一个姊妹来聚会啊,
a sister came to that meeting. I recognized her from other places.
她就叫她女儿开车,
and she asked her daughter to drive.
这个女儿不爱主啊,
and then the daughter didn't want to come because she didn't believe.
她的妈妈, 一定要去聚会, 一定要去聚会,
so she would complain, why am I driving you to church?
你会不会自己不会开车,
why aren't you driving yourself? Why
are you driving?
So she would complain the whole drive.
来到聚会那里面,
but when she
came,
that day when the Spirit poured forth, the miracle work of the Spirit, not one person was left out. Even that daughter. On her way driving back, she transformed into a different person. She's now joyous. And she would ask her mom, when is the next time we get a good
chance?
Let me drive you next time too.
被圣灵浇灌了,
filled by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brother and sister, the Spirit wants to fill everyone of the believers. The promise, the Spirit that is promised.
大家明白了没有?
I hope you get it.
应许给谁?
Promise to who?
应许给我们的,
promise to you.
神早就应许给你的,
didn't you know that God has promised that a long time ago?
十月到明年夏天会我们还有了，对不对？
So next year summer conference, we get to try again.
神的儿女要信心，这个经历给我的。
Student of God, have faith.
圣灵要浇灌谁啊？
Is promised for you.
要浇灌我。
Is for you.
大家明白了没有？
I hope you get it.
应许圣灵。
The Spirit that promised.
保罗下面讲神的儿子耶稣基督。
Then Paul talks about Christ, the Son of God. So for Abraham, more than just the blessing.
He
talks about also the descendants. Paul then said, it is not to thief. But just one. One thief, Christ. Abraham is such a great man. At the very beginning, God gave him this promise. This Trinity God. God has now given Abraham two promises besides the promise.
圣灵,
the Holy Spirit, the promised Spirit who come through Christ, through Abraham.
到了五旬节嘛,
and in fact, during Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit
came,
just like came by
a wind,
great things took place.
圣灵充满了他们的房子,
the Spirit filled that church, like the tongue of fire,
临到众人的头上,
reached everyone there. All 120 of them were filled.
都说方言,
they all speak in tongues.
说些别国的话来,
speak in different dialects.
弟兄姊妹们, 圣灵的大动作, 圣灵降临了,
brothers and sisters, the coming of the Spirit.
圣灵降临从来没回去过,
when the Spirit came, it never left.
2000年浇灌多少圣的儿女,
it's now been 2,000 years. The Holy Spirit is still filling us. Now, a lot of the Chinese, because that's where the population of Christians are, and they love the Lord. So the Holy Spirit rent it out.
The
21st century is going to be the century of Chinese Christians. There was no other country that had ever had more than 100 million Christians at once.
中国第一个打破一亿了。
China is the first country to break that record.
今天中国人的时代,
so this is going to be the Chinese Christian
century.
As true, as
大家好好追求主啊,
Christians, we are blessed. So pursue the Lord.
亚伯兰的约,
the promise to Abraham.
两件事,
two things.
把圣灵应许给他,
the blessings by the Spirit.
把神的儿子耶稣基督应许给他,
also, the Son of God is promised to Abraham.
两位一个的神都应从亚伯拉罕而降临了,
these two sides of a Trinity of God is going to come through Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的比伟大吧,
how great was Abraham?
今天圣灵神的儿子都是我们的,
today, the Holy Spirit, Son of God, is now ours. He says that the nations will be blessed through your seed.
保罗说,
and Paul says that the Holy Spirit will come in us,
引导我们呼喊, Abba, 父亲,
so that it will help us cry, Abba, Father. We are the Son.
怎么知道?
How do you know?
罗马八章说,
in Romans chapter 8 says that our spirit,
和圣灵,
and the Holy Spirit together will testify that we are the sons of God. So that's why we can now cry, Abba Father. God is now my Father. All His fullness belongs to me too. All His work and who He is all belongs to us. Because He is our Father.
Abba, so
that's why our heart can now cry, Abba Father. Then He says that we are sons and then an heir. We are now heir of God through Christ. Now a son and an heir, they're different.
儿子重在生命,
a son shares the same life.
后子重在继承,
but the heir has inheritance.
后子继承父亲的一切产业,
the inheritance means that you get to receive everything from the Father.
圣灵在我们里面是儿子的灵,
we share the same life, the life of the Son.
我们既然成为神的儿子,
if a son,
就是神的后子,
then an heir through God,
来承受神的一切产业,
to receive the inheritance of God.
这是神的儿女都要基本信心,
so as children of God, these are the basic things you need to know.
我们是神的儿女,
that we are the son.
我们也是神的后子,
we're also the heir.
儿女继承父亲一切丰富,
as the son and an heir, we now receive the inheritance.
后子继承神的产业,
the inheritance.
儿子继承神的生命,
the son will receive his life.
后子继承产业,
and the heir received the inheritance.
神所事所做的都是我们的,
who he is, what he has, are now ours.
今天我们还没看见,
we may not have seen it yet today.
主耶稣回来了, 教会要产生产业了,
when Christ comes again, then his church will receive the inheritance.
承受万有做产业,
to receive it all.
今天还没有时间, 还没有到,
today the time has not come yet.
但是我们的祷告在里面,
but it's in our prayer.
祷告的权柄,
we now have the right to pray.
就是万有都是我的,
and know that all he has is going to be ours.
我们用祷告权柄来支取万有,
so pray and you may receive.
弟兄们知道我们祷告权柄多大吗?
So brothers and sisters, do you understand the power of your prayer?
这祷告聚会要来啊,
so that's why we should join the prayer group.
祷告是件大事啊,
to pray is an important thing. When you pray, you get to receive. If you
want
to hear testimonies, I've got many to share.
不是我个人祷告,
not just my own prayer.
讲到教会祷告,
we talk about the prayer of a church.
教会有祷告说大事,
when the church prays, great things happen.
所以你们有重大的事,
so whatever important things to you, pray with your church. Pray by yourself as well. And see God's power to answer your prayers. Because God can do all things. And now, so understand the power of your prayer. If a son, then an heir.
保罗说靠着圣灵而生,
that we are now alive by faith,
要靠着圣灵行事,
but we can also walk by the Spirit.
就是主要在我们生活里面,
that means that our Lord wants to be in our life.
主要在我们生活里面彰显出来,
He wants to reveal Himself through our life.
第五章保罗讲了一件很好的事。
So in chapter 5, Paul talks about this.
他讲那个欲子, 欲望,
he talks about now a desire.
他的肉体的欲,
the desire of our flesh.
肉体欲我们都很懂得了,
something that we should all be familiar with.
肉体欲叫我们犯罪,
the desire of our flesh.
肉体欲不一定是不好的事啊,
make us eat. And it's that not all things on the flesh are bad.
我要吃,
because we need to eat.
这也是个欲啊,
that's also a desire of our flesh.
今天神的儿女他,
as children of God, if you lost your appetite,
那就看医生啊,
then you need to go see a doctor.
医生给你吃个药,
and then the doctor may give you some medicine,
叫你重新有胃口了,
so that your appetite could come back, so that you get to eat again.
食欲也是欲啊,
so is that a desire?
食欲不犯罪,
the desire to eat should not be a sin.
那么吃会不会犯罪?
So is eating a sin?
也会, 也会犯罪,
it could be.
偷吃就犯罪了,
if you need to go steal food to eat, then
我们吃,
that's if you eat, you shouldn't be stealing. The desire itself may not be sinful, but it can lead you to do sinful things. There are many desires.
保罗讲了一连串的欲,
so then Paul talks about these many desires.
当然有欲的中文叫做正经, 因为是compete.
There is one of them that says compete. Your desire to compete.
这美国, compete 的不算罪人,
tell you just in the United States, your desire to compete is not a
sin. Compete.
In fact, we encourage you to go compete with
compete
one another
才会进步啊,
so that you can get better.
Compete, 社会才会改变啊,
it is through competitions that the world gets
better. 有孩子从来不compete,
if someone never competes,
我们看这个孩子没有什么出息啊,
that person, they never get better.
保罗把正经算作罪,
but yet, Paul described competing
教会里面都是出来个正经那个不得了,
as a sin.
教会要大乱了,
I tell you, if competition is among us, then we can get into chaos. So there's always a thin line. Once you get across that line, then the desire of the flesh. We all know. But also, there's also a desire of the Spirit. The desire of the Holy Spirit. And we should know that too. There's going to be a time when the Spirit asks you to go do something. Asks you to go pray. Asks you to go to a meeting. Why don't you get up and go preach? Why don't you get up and serve? Have you had that experience? That's the desire of the Spirit. Because the Spirit also has
its
desire. Are we going to follow those desires of the Spirit? And say no to the desire of the flesh. Then, if you could do that, then you're an overcomer. I tell you that the Spirit has desire in you. And if you can choose that desire over the other desire, and that's the message from chapter 5. He talked about these two very different sets of things. The first set of things are the desire of the flesh.
The
second set of things is the desire of the Spirit. The Spirit has desired. It wants to draw us to God. Before, I used to share a room with a brother. In Taipei, the winter was cold. And then our brother would sit up in the morning. And he would sit up and stay there. And then he would look at a face of sorrow. And I didn't understand what he was doing. And later on, I understand. Why was he in sorrow? Because the Spirit inside of him asked him to pray. Asked him to wake up and pray. Yet his body didn't want to live his comfortable bed.
他得胜了,
then he overcame. He threw away his blanket and he started praying. And after some time, and then he,
down,
he became weak and he stayed in bed
again.
He failed, he followed the desire of his flesh instead. So every morning I see this battle between the two desires. The desire of the Spirit asks him to get out of the bed and pray. Get out of bed and pray. Get out of bed and pray. But yet, his body wants to stay in bed.
So,
wanted to stay in his comfortable bed. These two desire constantly fighting. So chapter 5 talks about how we need to follow the desire of the Spirit to overcome the desire of the flesh. And that's how we become overcomers.
到了六章了,
now chapter 6.
保罗总结的加拉太书了,
the conclusion of the book of Galatians.
我断不以别的夸口,
he said that may it never be that I would boast.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架,
except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a great description of the cross.
就这个十字架,
it is this cross.
就我而论,
that to me,
世界就定在十字架上,
the world has been crucified to me.
十字架,
it is through this cross that the world is destroyed.
就世界而论,
so to me,
我已经定在十字架上,
I am also crucified. I am also destroyed.
十字架上我死了,
on the cross, I died.
就世界而论,
to the world,
我定在十字架上,
I died.
就我而论,
for me,
世界定在十字架上,
the world also died.
保罗告诉我们什么?
So what did Paul say?
保罗告诉我们和世界当中啊,
Paul tells us that us in the world
各做一个十字架,
are now separated by the cross.
我通不过去,
I couldn't walk back to the
world. 世界通不过来,
the world is isolated to me.
因为主的大救恩在这里,
because of the salvation of Christ.
世界来看我毁灭了,
to the world, I died.
我来看世界毁灭了,
to me, the world died.
就我而论世界定在十字架上,
to me, the world died on the cross.
就世界而论我定在十字架上,
and to the world, I died on the cross.
受割礼不受割礼,
then neither is circumcision or not.
无关紧要,
doesn't matter.
保罗最后讲到他, 去耶路撒冷证论的事了,
his conclusion from his trip to Jerusalem. So Titus did not need to be circumcised. Titus did not need to be circumcised. So they had this argument with Jerusalem. For neither is circumcision or not.
要紧的,
it's not important. What's important is the new creation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
保罗说,
Paul says that if anyone is in Christ,
他就是一个新造的人,
then he is now a new man.
就是已过,
the old things have passed,
一切都变成新的了,
and all things are new.
我们信主的时候就这样,
and in fact, when we believe, that's the place. When I believe, the world has changed.
And
now have no relationship with the world.
如果你回来,
the Lord has now turned me around.
从今以后,
at that point on, my world is new.
那时候属灵的世界,
it is now a spiritual world. A world in the spirit. And now start pursuing the things of heaven.
It's
now been 75 years.
就世界来说,
to the world.
我已经毁灭了,
I die.
我和世界没有关系,
I have nothing to do with the world.
站着十字架,
the world and I are now separated.
就我来说世界毁灭了,
to me, the world is destroyed.
世界来说我毁灭了,
to the world, I'm dead.
我和世界来说不同,
so we're no longer together.
中间是十字架,
separated by the cross.
十字架毁灭一切的事,
the cross has now destroyed us both.
受割礼不受割礼无关紧要,
so neither circumcisions are not important.
你是一个新造的人,
what's important is the new creation.
但你不做一个新造的人,
to be the new man. Neither circumcision or not. But a new creation. To reveal the Lord through us. To reveal the Lord in your family. To live out Christ at work. Doesn't matter where you are. The thing you need to do is to live out Christ. What's important is to be the new creation. So whatever, let God bless His people. So let no one come bother me. I bear on my body the brand mark of Jesus. How I live out Christ. This is the divine conclusion of the book of Galatians. The world has disconnected me from the world. Between me and the world now stands the cross.
受割礼不受割礼,
not important at all to be circumcised or not.
要听做心脏的人,
what's important is now I am a new man. The book of Galatians. Let's encourage one another.
我们离开这个地方,
when we walk away, let's all be this new man. Bring with you Christ to all the living things. Let us go back to your song.